Great to have you with us, Tim. The bill was $30, less the $5 discount, which is $25. A dollar return to you, me and Kane. So we paid $9 and $2 a tip to the waitress. There's your $25 bill. $25.
That's right.
Well, how come you didn't say that?
I was waiting for you to give the answer.
Jeez. All right. North Melbourne, very interesting team. I can't wait to get this competition back up and going because Reece Shaw's impact on that footy club late last year was profound, and they were in a position in that round one game. And actually, what did happen in that round one game? Let's ask Dom Tyson.
They came back against St Kilda.
They came back against the Saints, which rubber stamps the Reece Shaw influence. And Dommy Tyson joined us on the line. Welcome, Dom.
Hey, Gaz. Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it was a good win.
Yeah, some belief and faith and the Reece Shaw impact's been pretty profound.
Yeah, he has. He's been great, sure. He's got a really good ability to connect to all players, young and old, and, sort of freshened up the place. Even in a year that I've been there, you certainly notice his impact significantly.
What's it been like getting back out there and sort of rejoining the group?
Yeah, it's been pretty seamless, to be honest. We sort of, that first session back off an off-season, that's what that felt like Monday. And obviously, there's a few differences with the protocols and the assessments that you do on the way in and segregated lockers. So, I think everyone's just feeling it out for a little while. But in terms of training, it was sort of okay Monday. We were able to do a fair bit, even though it was no contact in small groups. You didn't get much rest between drills and it was all pretty efficient. So, the gym didn't have much equipment come back yet. There's boys, I think, still hoarding a bit of stuff in their home gym setup. So it was not much of a weight session, but we'll try and get that rolling by the end of this week.
Well, given they've all had to take a pay cut, some of them might have melted it down and sold it for scrap metal, Dom, do you think?
Correct, Tim. I reckon there's a few gym coaches a bit worried about the eBay, what might be popping up there soon. But it's funny, the stuff that they took, some of the boys haven't returned. You couldn't use it in ice. You know, you need weight plates with it. I don't know what they're sitting on. So there's belts to the squat rack. Without the squat, it's pretty useless. But anyway.
Hey, Dom, is 3.5 weeks enough time to get yourselves AFL ready to play again? I was interested last night. We had a story on Channel 7 News. Carlton's high performance director, Andrew Russell, was saying that he's not worried about the soft tissue injuries. He's more worried about the collision impact and players being able to get used to that again and then being able to recover from that. What are you most concerned about?
Yeah, it's a good point. I guess each club would be a little bit different considering where they were maybe with injuries heading into that break. But I think 3.5 is perfect, to be honest. We'll get this week in and that will get you sort of change of direction and speed back in the legs. And then 2 weeks of contact, we'll be okay. I mean, ideally, it's a little bit longer, but we'll just have to make do. And even this week, I don't think we're even allowed to use bump bags or anything like that. So I think we'll just have to smash out heaps of that contact and just try and adjust the body to be able to absorb the hits.
And everyone's done this a little bit differently. We've spoken to a number of clubs already in terms of how they've divvied up the players into these groups of eight. What has North Melbourne done?
Yeah, we're in sort of line groups. So I'm part of the midfield group of seven there is in my group. And yeah, we're sort of in and out in about 2.5 hours. And then there's like a mid-forward group, a key backs group, sort of mid-forwards, small forwards, sorry, and key forwards. So I think we've got and a development group and I think even a rehab group. So there might be five or six different groups that roll through the club on a given day.
Jared Rivers and Brendan Whitecross haven't come back to the club, which, you know, is part of the real sad part of this whole thing is that good men are struggling to keep their jobs. But what does it mean in terms of restructuring roles for other coaches? Will you still have your strong line coaching set up?
Yeah, I think we will. We haven't been fully exposed to full team meetings yet. Obviously just the way that the situation played out that I think the club had to sort of, you know, squeeze guys in and some guys missed out. And I think we've got maybe Heath Scotland stepped up into a backs role. We've got Gab Brown, who's been around for a long time and he's terrific, Gab. He's sort of stepped up into a development and assisting backs and then forwards, I think. I think Brent Harvey steps up a bit there and I'm going to get one wrong, so I won't throw one out there. I've forgotten who the other forwards coach is. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a matter of being flexible and being able to expand your roles. I mean, everyone's got to do a bit more heavy lifting.
That's right, yeah. So Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think they've even mentioned you're only allowed 5 or 6 in the coach's box. So I think some players might be pretty happy with less coaches, to be honest. But, yeah, it'll obviously be just everything's going to be different, and it'll be about adapting and being flexible, as you said, Gaz.
And, Dom, you're a keen golfer. You haven't been able to play golf during this isolation period, obviously. Nobody's been able to play golf. Have you heard about this new golf course down on the peninsula, Buckled Rib? Has news of that met you or not at this point in time?
No. Should I have heard of it, Tim? I'm missing something here. Or
Well Gary, you've got your own clothing company, your golf clothing company, which is Clutch & Co., and it's a very high end. It needs to be put into the clubhouse of this new golf course down there in the peninsula.
That's where I was getting to.
Have a look into it. Yeah, well, I'm not high end, Gaz. I'm more sort of versatile and affordable, to be honest. I thought everything else was too expensive in the golfing market, so that's where I've entered.
Nice, very nice. Where can we get Clutch & Co.? Because I have it, one. I've got one piece which you kindly furnished me with. But where do we get it?
It's online at clutchandco.com.au, and then I'm sort of starting to branch out into a few little wholesale deals. So there might be a few that physically pop up in some stores, but that was the one positive, I guess, of the lockdown period. You could put some time into some things you wouldn't otherwise had the opportunity to do.
Because your old man is he owns Deodora, basically, throughout the Australia and, actually probably almost around the world now, so it's running through your veins.
It's been good, yeah. Dad's obviously mentored me through it, and I've sort of got my stock sitting out at his warehouse, which I don't think he charges me the full rate there, which is a nice little benefit.
And yesterday we spoke about this casual intimacy topic. I don't know whether it was discussed much at North Melbourne training, but I think your mother Fiona would have had a say in this. How does that affect you, or does it affect you? I'm not sure.
No, I'm shacked up, so I'm okay. But yeah, there was certainly a bit of panic going on yesterday when that news was leaking. But I'm sure it'll all be okay in the end, I think.
Are there many unattached players there at North Melbourne?
What was that, sorry? Many other attached players?
Unattached.
Oh, unattached. I haven't done a stock take of that. We're actually a pretty mature group. We've got a lot of young kids. Goldie's got 4. Cunners has got 2. He goes, yeah, we're pretty senior there with a lot of little kids. But I'm sure, yeah, there'll be a couple of young guys.
Yeah.
And what about you physically, Dommy, as we let you go and we head towards our news, you had some injury issues last year after crossing over from Melbourne. How are you physically, and what's your hopes and expectations?
Yeah, struggled a bit last year, obviously. I just couldn't really get any consistency with my body. So feeling good now, trying to make sure I just stay on top of things and put my hand up for selection and be ready to go. So that's the goal at the moment for me.
Good to talk to you, mate. We appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dom Tyson, Clutch and Co. is his golf brand gear, so help out. We're all about small business, so CLUTCH and Co. Clutch and Co.
We are, and this question's come up too, and I'll get a response from you after the break. Do you ever pay for anything, Gary? That's the question that's been posed on the Speckle Text this morning. You can respond to that after the break.
Okay. Caller of the year for Toyota, new car time. Search Toyota Value Advantage.